This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump headed overseas a day after Christmas celebrations in the United States, Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
With smiles and selfies, U.S. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to U.S. troops at the Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq on Wednesday, his first trip to a conflict zone nearly 2 years into his presidency. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tweeted a photo saying the President and First Lady Melania traveled late on Christmas night to thank them for their service, their success, and their sacrifice, and to wish them a Merry Christmas. The surprise trip also comes days after he announced a pullout of American troops from Syria and a drawdown of soldiers from Afghanistan. In Iraq, about 5,200 U.S. troops are training and advising local forces who are still fighting against Islamic State, a group which Trump said was defeated when he announced the Syria pullout.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. The Department of Homeland Security is ordering protective measures for potentially sick migrant children who are in U.S. custody. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's asked the Coast Guard and the Centers for Disease Control to look into what she's calling an uptick in the number of sick migrant children coming into the U.S. It follows the death on Christmas Day of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy, weeks after a girl from that country also died in U.S. custody. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke tells KVIA-TV he wants the administration to put the needs of the children above its immigration crackdown.
Let's make sure that they're okay. Let's make sure that they're with their families. Let's make sure that they get medical care. They pose no threat to this country.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia has successfully conducted its final test of hypersonic glider capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw the test Wednesday and said the weapon is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades to come.